How would you like to double or triple your investment money in just one day? This is Real Estate Makes Millionaires with Robert Annenberg, 35-year veteran real estate investor, builder, developer, landlord, and property manager. Stay tuned and find out how you can be a partner in lucrative properties with Robert and earn huge profits by doing so. Find out how to earn 15, 20, 30, 50, even 100% or more on your investment. And now, here's Robert Annenberg.
All right. It is so good to be back here, and I just love yapping away on the radio. We got some really cool celebrity real estate news, as I think it's either Kylie or Kendall. One of them just got a nice new multi-million dollar house. Yeah, how sweet it is. What are they, 18, 19 years old? Well, the truth behind that purchase is they make so much money and the family's so wealthy, they have to buy these houses because these people end up living for free rather than going into like a real high-end rental or something. The news even gets better. I think the guy Rob Kardashian, he just got a $2 million house that the mom bought him. And the mother is probably somehow a partner in the house. Maybe she just gave him $2 million, who knows. But either way, it's real estate. Celebrities are always doing real estate deals because they're smart. I don't find a lot of dumb people that are A-list actors. In fact, I kind of think they're the smartest people on the planet because they got the most interesting life. They're making so much money and having so much fun. I mean, think about it. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall at one of Taylor Swift's parties? Come on, guys. I would. I mean, I used to walk around the house with those red Taylor Swift shorts. Remember them? She stopped wearing them. You know, they're real tight. She pulled them up real high. I just the shorts, yeah, they were a little irritating, but you want to know the real problem? Trying to walk on those Caitlyn Jenner heels. My God, I was falling all over the place. So, and let's talk about Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner recently bought a nice $5 or $10 million house in Malibu. And let's get back to Taylor Swift, as she bought a serious mansion in Newport, Rhode Island, and a couple other big houses in other places, and something in New York, et cetera, et cetera. So why are all these celebrities buying all these homes? They probably hardly use them because they'll make money on them because they're being advised to do so by smart, intelligent people who know that real estate always has and always will make millionaires. It's that simple. I mean, come on. What more do I have to say? You know what's great about real estate? You can be in the real estate business. You can be an investor, a landlord, a developer, and you can do other stuff. You could be a musician at night. You could, you could own a restaurant. How about Vanilla Ice? He's in real estate. He's got a TV show. He renovates homes, and he's either renovating homes for other people or maybe he's doing one or two for himself and buying and selling. Who knows? So you have to look at real estate as a tool for wealth. It is a tool for wealth. But if you're working and you're not able to find the lucrative real estate deals, how about letting me find them and you come in as my partner? And it's very exciting, but yet you don't have any of the hassles, the daily management headaches that, believe me, are there with owning any kind of real estate, whether you're renting to rich people or you're renting to the lower income. You're always going to have hassles. It's just part of the game. So I'm a real estate guy. My name's Robert Louis Annenberg, and welcome to my show. It's been a great pleasure being here in South Florida and doing these on Saturday mornings, 6:40 a.m. What I'd like to talk about is money management. And the reason why a lot of people go broke, there's only two reasons, is one, they don't make enough money and they spend too much. And that's almost like, what, 90% of the people out there we know? Or two, they make a whole lot of money and they spend too much. I mean, how many people do you know who went broke from making a whole lot of money and never spending any? I don't know any. But there's plenty of people that have made a whole lot of money and spent a whole lot of money. A lot of high-paid athletes have had boats repossessed, houses repossessed. I like to follow some of these stories. They're amazing. You know, there's some amazing stories about people who had huge fortunes and lost them. And if they would have only put that money in real estate, they would probably be super wealthy today. I don't want to get sued, but let's mention this really cool name. And he's a hero of mine. His name is Scott Storch. He was a producer Worked with all the big guys, Drake and Dre. I mean, I don't know. I'm 55. What do I know about this stuff? I know the old guys like Ted Zeppelin. Remember Ted? I know Ted. He was a great guitarist. I'm not all that up on the new music. I know Ozzy Osbourne. You remember him? He actually was he was the black sheep in the Osbourne family. He was Donnie Marie's brother and got kicked out of the house for smoking dope and formed the band Black Sabbath. And Ozzy Osbourne, you know him, and he's having issues. But anyway, so you get my drift. I know that kind of music. I know Ozzy Osbourne. I know Ted Zeppelin. I know the Dead Leopards. Do you know those guys? Remember Dead Leopard? And I just recently found out that ZZ Top, I know them. They're actually Duck Dynasty. So, and they're in real estate, too. And they invest. They're smart. So Duck Dynasty is actually ZZ Top, I think, or I was told. But I believe it. They look the same. So what I'm trying to tell you is that it doesn't matter if you're a celebrity or a regular person. Money management through real estate is safety. It's pretty hard if you're a drug addict to snort up a house, wouldn't you think? I mean, you need a big straw for that. It's pretty hard to drink up a house, you know. But if you got cash in the bank and it's easily accessible, you could surely do it. Many people have. The list goes on and on. What I'm trying to get to is intelligent, wealthy, successful people, musicians, actors, radio personalities all invest in real estate. Howard Stern, I think, bought a gigantic house somewhere in South Florida on the beach. These people buy much more house than they need because they're going to make money from the purchase. Do you understand what's happening when you make $50 million a year? You need to buy a house for $20, $30, $40 million. You need the tax breaks. You need all the deductions. And when it's all said and done and it comes time for these big rich people to sell these big homes, they will make money. Oh, yes. I have very few stories of wealthy people who have lost money on these big homes. It's just they're very few and far between. So money management is what it's all about. But it's also not about living a life of can't do. I can't do this and I can't do that because I don't have the money for this and I can't afford that. Imagine if you had a house working for you. Yeah, you got your own business or you're a professional, but what if you just had one other house that maybe you were a partner in and you got a check every month from that house? And then maybe another house and you got a check from that. And maybe you had a third or a fourth or a fifth house. And five houses is not a lot. I mean, I know people that own hundreds of houses. So houses produce income. They're little machines. They only produce a fixed amount of income. Unlike a business that can, you know, make a whole lot of money, a house is steady. It's only going to get a rent check. But that rent check can be pretty lucrative when you're a partner in a house and there's no mortgage on it. So money management through real estate, never forget it. That's your ticket to longevity and to wealth. It's very rare people are considered speculating when they're dealing in income-producing professionally managed value purchase properties. It just, where's the speculation? I just don't get it. So again, I'm always opening up the newspaper and I'm always reading articles about big celebrities who recently made a big home purchase. And immediately I'm thinking, wow, they're a single guy, they're young, why are they buying a $5 million, 10,000 square foot house? Well, they just make so much money that they really need to buy a house that big in order to help with their taxes, in order to preserve their wealth, to make sure that, hey, they don't go crazy and lose everything. I mean, look at Charlie Sheen. He's got the house he lives in, and then he bought this ex-wife a house and that ex-wife a house. And as crazy as he is, and we know that supposedly that guy could snort up a wheelbarrow full of talcum powder and order up a slew of companionship from every race, creed, color, and you can imagine, and have them all at his house jumping up and down naked till 4 o'clock in the morning doing whatever. That guy, if he had all his money in cash, it's possible that it could disappear. I mean, because of the decisions you make when you're whacked out of your mind. But again, it's really hard to spend a house. You gotta liquidate a house, and it takes time. And, you know, you just can't do it in one day. So hopefully by the time that these crazy celebrities are done partying and they're ready to liquidate the house to keep the party going, they come to their senses and say, why am I selling my $15 million house that I paid $7 million for just to keep the party going? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll just continue living in this beautiful house and sell it a year or two later for $18 million or $20 million. And that's the way that game's played. If you'd like to get a little information on how you can partner with a proven pro, You can call me at 201-289-2500, and I'll do it again. That's 201-289-2500. I've been doing this for 35 years. I buy, I sell, I build, I develop, I invest. I'm a landlord. I'm doing all things real estate. And I've made some horrible, horrible financial choices in my life, and most of them were stock market related. The only thing in life I ever had to lean on when I got up and licked my wounds from that horrendous 20-year experience of losses and deceit was properties I owned, properties that were bringing me in money, properties that had gone up in value through the years. That was my savior. Otherwise, I would have probably been a pauper on the street. You know, so many people I know invest in the stock market. I just don't know any that are successful. And at this time, after 20 years of trying, I've realized real estate's the only game in town for me. I am an uneducated person. I'm not going to be able to invent anything, I doubt. I'm not very good with tools. I'm not real handy, so I hire handy people to do stuff for me. But I do have common sense, and that's really all it takes to be successful in this game. You need capital, and common sense. I mean, common sense to me is if a house is selling for $85,000 and I can buy it for $35,000 and it needs $5,000 in work, to me, that's pretty general basic common sense. I think a third or fourth grader could figure that one out. But it's funny that there are people at adult age that can't figure it out. They've never bought a house that worked for them. The only house they own is the one they're going to work for every day in their car to pay for. And that's called the home they live in. And even that, at the end of the road, 30 years later, has proven to pay off. Even after a guy goes to work for 30 years to pay for his house, it's funny that usually appreciation kicks in and that person usually gets back all the payments that they put into that house. Therefore, their house becomes a forced savings account. So if you don't have a way to generate income in addition to what you're doing for a living, count on doing what you're doing for a living for the rest of your life and count on being where you are and having what you have. There's a lot of stories about real estate people who are just everyday people. And they became multimillionaires and some billionaires. How cool is that? Some of them are right here in South Florida, and some of them are right here in West Palm Beach. Amazing, amazing stories of real estate giants who took chances, speculated, got the proper financing, did everything right, doubled, tripled their money on properties, property after property, and here they are today on top of the world. I just don't know any people that have ever done that, trading stocks. And believe me, I know I tried. You can reach me at 201-289-2500. I'm at 201-289-2500. And we'll be right back after this quick commercial. Thanks. When's the last time you ever doubled your money in one day? How about tripled your money? You can do it in real estate. I do it a lot. If you'd like to be a partner in this, not an investor where you make single-digit returns, but a partner where you can make 20% on your money, 50% on your money, give me a call. I'm at 201-289-2500. That's 201-289-2500. Listen to my show, Real Estate Makes Millionaires, Saturday mornings at 9:30 on Fox Sports, 640 South Florida. And we're back, everybody. You know, I wanted to stress something because a lot of people in real estate, they say, oh, I don't want to be a landlord. Well, you know, I wanted to take a minute and tell you what a landlord is, and then we'll say who is a landlord, okay? I don't know. How many people have been shopping in the last week? Been to the mall? Been to the mall. Okay. Well, the guy that owns that mall, he's a landlord. That's what he is. How many people bought some food, went to Publix or a Walgreens or a CVS? Well, if you went into any of those places, the owner of those properties is a landlord. Walgreens doesn't own many properties. They actually pay rent. They do what's called these land leases, where the landlord builds the building and Walgreens leases it back. And supposedly, it's supposed to be what's called a 10 cap, where the landlord can make 10% on his money, and that's considered a great deal. In these big properties, it is. How about the apartments that maybe you live in? You know, maybe you live in a real nice apartment complex with some tennis courts and a pool and a lot of landscaping. There's a gated entry. Maybe there's 200 or 300 people living in there. Well, that building is owned by a landlord. So when you're sitting by the pool saying, man, I wish I owned this whole building and I wouldn't have to pay rent, but you just said you didn't want to be a landlord. And now you're wishing to own the whole building. And if you own the whole building and if your wish came true, you'd be a landlord. So, you know, I never met a poor landlord. Even if you own one or two houses, you still own something. So landlords are lords. They own the property of the world and all others pay rent to them. And that's been the way of the land for, God, as long as I can remember. Well, who was the landlord? Well, let's see who a landlord is. Donald Trump's a landlord. Let's see. George Perez is a landlord who built all these high rises down in Miami. God, you've got Deser. Deser's a landlord. And I'm sure you've heard of Deser. He's a guy that's building these high rises in Sunny Isles. I got a great landlord for you. How about the Sofers? They own the Aventura Mall. Donnie Sofer. He's a landlord. So who wouldn't want to be a landlord? A landlord is the lord of the land, and everybody pays him. It's just like the game of Monopoly. You can start and be your own landlord without any management headaches. How it works is you give us a call. It's 201-289-2500. And I'll do it again. That's 201-289-2500. And what we do is we partnership with private people on small properties that we buy. A lot of these properties, the bank doesn't want a loan because we bought them so cheap. They're under the minimal amount. So we pay cash for them. Now, we'll fix them up, rent them, and take in partners and repeat the process over and over. And we manage them for our partners in partnership because we're still an owner with you. We only sell off up to 50% of a property. And it allows us to keep buying more and more properties. Very simple process that's been done for 100 years. I think the same thing is done on larger properties with that involve like gigantic partners and hedge funds, et cetera, on these shopping malls and giant apartment complexes. Let me tell you something that I learned. You know, it is better. It's proven mathematically that it's better to make 50 cents doing nothing than a dollar working. Think about it. Because if you made 50 cents doing nothing, that means you could repeat that over and over and over. And if you make a dollar working, you can only make another dollar working because you can only work so many hours a day. You can't clone yourself. But in real estate, you can clone yourself because each property is working for you. I got turned on to this at a really young age. You know, we're all victims of our environment. I was only 17, my last year of high school, where some kid I knew pulled up to school in a station wagon and he had all these construction tools in his car. And he was a rich kid, a rich Jewish kid from my neighborhood. We all were privileged, let's just say. It didn't end up that way, but it did start out that way. And he took me down in the slums of Baltimore and showed me a house he bought for $5,000. And I was like, well, what are you even buying this house down here? Who even comes down here? You know, we're suburb kids. We've never even been on these streets. I mean, we were so scared, I wouldn't even get out of the car. You don't even want to know the neighborhoods that I've been in. They make the bombed out neighborhoods of the Bronx and the old time New York. Remember the Charles Bronson movies where they're running through the streets? I used to love them, and the buildings are all burned out and the hoodlums. Okay, that's the way downtown Baltimore was in the bad neighborhoods that I started in. And ironically, 2016, I hear it's that bad today in some of these neighborhoods. It's crazy. But the point of the conversation is I learned the process of duplication. The process of duplication came to me when I went to an Amway meeting, and I was a little kid sitting down in someone's living room, and I was staring at a guy drawing these circles on the board. And immediately, my addictive brain was like, I was addicted. I was like, wow, each one of these circles is going to make me $200 a month from some guy selling properties. Wow, draw some more circles on there. And he did. And the pyramid kept getting bigger and bigger. And the number at the top kept getting bigger and bigger. It was like, wow, you can be making $50,000 a month and you're doing nothing. Everyone else is running around selling. Now, in theory, it was right. And there are a lot of, not a lot, but there's some MLM millionaires all over the country. But what I noticed was the circles were representing people. And people get bored, they change, they quit, they give up. So when I went into real estate, I looked at each circle as a property. Now, a property isn't going to give up on you. It can't get bored. It can't get mad at you. A property is only going to do what you direct it to do. If you let it run down, it's going to run down. If you don't manage it right, it's not going to give you back what you're putting in. So eventually I ended up with all these circles, but all these circles were income producing properties. And there you have the rest of the story. So a property can't run away from you. It's not going to steal from you. It's not going to insult you. It's not going to make you cry. It's not going to hurt your feelings. Only people can do that. Of course, I got getting fights with tenants and getting fights with workers and contractors. That's business. And, you know, you get over it. But you always have your property. So each property is a business. And each business, there's equity in these businesses because each property we bought way below what they're worth. That's the most important thing. There are people out there in real estate trying to do something similar to me, except they're buying a $40,000 property for $40,000. And they're showing how you'll hold this property over time and the property should rise and you'll manage it and collect rent. And all that's true. It's the same thing I do. The difference is I'm getting into an $80,000 property for $40,000 or $50,000. And that's called talent. And I'm the talent. I get paid for talent. You know, is a guy that wins the U.S. Open, let's say Wawrinka, what a tennis player he is. Do you think he should get as much money as a guy who got to the first or second round? Of course not. He won the U.S. Open. He's got to be the best. Do you think a boxer, let's say in the olden days, I don't know, I don't keep up with boxing lately, but when I was a kid, we had Mike Tyson, and Mike was making big money per fight. Well, do you think he should only get paid as much as some unknown little boxer who, you know, nobody's even heard of and hardly has any knockouts? You know, of course not. This is called capitalist society. But my talents start the whole train running down the track. My ability to find these great deals that you can't find, you haven't found, because if you did find them, you wouldn't be calling me. My talent is the ability to do this. It's not magic. I know where to look. I've been doing it for years. I have the persistence. I don't give up. You know, nothing's easy, but doesn't mean it's impossible. Is it easy to find a house 50 cents on the dollar? No. Do I do it? Yeah. So there you have it. You know, it's a lot of things of greatness are not easy because if they were easy, they wouldn't be great and everybody'd be doing it. So we could talk about it all you want. The irony is, the old Amway meeting that I went to when I was just a teenager, and I got into Amway and built up this whole little pyramid of like 50 people, only to watch it collapse because of the people. It wasn't the products. They were great. It was the people. It was built on people. And people are unstable, have always been, will always be. Real estate is not unstable. It sits there outside, gets rained on, gets a nice suntan, and gradually goes up in value. You can play multiple real estate games at the same time, and you can play them with us. We buy and sell. We buy and hold. We buy and take in partners and refinance. Imagine this. How would you like to come into a property and be a cash investor and own it with us, only for us to get a loan on it, pull all the cash out, repay you, and you're still now a partner in that property collecting income for years and years and years and years and years, and you have no money in it. That's called the cash out refi game. That's the most lucrative. Who wants to sell a money-making property when you can refinance, pull your money out, rent the thing out, and have a legitimate low-income mortgage on it? And I'm talking a 5 or 6% mortgage. We don't get 3 or 4% mortgages in investment properties. We might even get a 7% mortgage. But we're not talking a 10, 11, 12% mortgage. That just doesn't work. Now, there's so many unique ways for you to make money with us. You need to be qualified. You need to be a professional. You need to have some capital. And you just simply need to pick up the phone and want to get started. We're at 201-289-2500. Again, that's 201-289-2500. Before I go, I'd like to quickly tell you a story. It's called The Tale of Three Brothers. I had two brothers. One was a professional, but he never made any investments his whole life. And now that he's at retirement age, he has no net worth. He worked his whole life but has no net worth. He never owned the building that his practice was in. He rented all these years. Rent, just went right to the landlord. I had another brother that was uneducated, in and out of jail his whole life, just completely dysfunctional. And then you have me, who I have attention deficit disorder. I have multiple personality issues, all kind of problems running around in my head. But one thing I have is knowledge on what I do. I am in the real estate business. Look at my business card. It says, let me read it. Just an old-fashioned real estate guy, dot, dot, dot. It's what I do. Hey, that's what I am. That's what I do. There's nothing fancy to this. There's nothing fancy and exciting, really, to be in real estate. I mean, turn on your TV. There's beautiful girls doing it. There's married couples doing it. There's everyday people doing it. It's just, are you going to be successful? Do you have what it takes? Do you have the knowledge and the capital? And most people don't. It's like the stock market. I thought I had the knowledge. It looked easy. Well, the only tale I have to tell about the stock market is similar to a drug addict. It started out fun. And then as time went on, it all ended the same way, in misery, depression, and completely broke and distraught. Real estate is different. It will be there for you. It won't let you down. You can get rich from being a real estate investor. You can get rich in partnerships. Many people do. But if you don't have the time to find these properties and manage them, you're never going to be able to do it. The loss factor is just too great. Why risk it? Come on in. Call me, 201-289-2500. That's 201-289-2500. And like I say, you invest, I do all the rest.
To find out how you can partner with Robert Annenberg, call 201-289-2500. That's 201-289-2500. And join us next week for Real Estate Makes Millionaires on Fox Sports 640 South Florida.